Hello, everybody. Hello,
Hello.
hello. Okay, we have to figure out this shy of the truth or out of it. Difficult. Difficult, shy of the truth or out of it. Okay, so let's read it over again. I think that's probably the best bet. We started reading it yesterday and we got stuck with Rav Chanan's kasha. So let's try it again. Maybe we'll.
Which piece are you reading, Rabbi? I'm sorry, I wasn't here last night. I was at the dinner.
We sent it and the. It's the Kovesh Shiurim in the Sefer Kovesh Shiurim, the first section, the Anshai V'Tshuvas HaRashba. I emailed it yesterday. So
Okay,
if
I'll
you
look
have
it
a
up.
Kovesh Shiurim, it's on
On
page
Taurus.
five. If you don't, if you have the email from yesterday, you can just print it out. So either one is good. Okay.
Okay.
Is that okay? Is it all right? You have it?
I'll find it in my email.
Okay, so it's yesterday's email. I sent it yesterday morning, I think.
Okay.
Okay, so I was okay. So let's read it again. So you break out the above it's all it's a mitzvah, the kedusha, bigger keep it up on. Mashmei ocho the pshita later akiva the chai be lavim trim the chalitz of evil come chai the creases. Is that power? Am I not mean akiva? So let's say essay mitzvah also say. So the Rashi when he asked the kasha, he asked it. Different than the Ramban. The Ramban asked the Kasha quoting Daf Gimel that we find in the Rabbanan that we say Essay Daikalosa say. And even though it's a Karis, the Rajba doesn't ask from Daf Gimel. Maybe that's going to be the secret of the answer to the Kasha. That for some reason, the Rajba is not very.
But as Shmuel mentioned, I think the other day in his Kiddushim on the Shas, he does.
He does when he asks the Kasha.
I believe he does, bring the Gemara in on the Gimel.
In his question.
Yeah.
He basically says the same thing as the Ramban.
And then he gives his answer.
Not exactly. Well, he said he has basically the Ramban, except he throws in at the end that the Chazal were smart and understood Rabbi Akiva's Shita.
Right,
That's
okay.
how they knew.
In other words, it would have been if, okay, you're ready to slug me up. But it's okay. I wasn't really planning on saying it. But with it, what could have been a structure because besides Rabbi Ochanan attacking this Rajba, he also attacks an Avnei Meluim, who also gives an answer to the Kasha. And he
That's what Rabbi
attacks
saw.
what? I once
That
said that in the beginning of the Sugya, first in the very beginning of the Frig Sugya. But what I don't want to do it now. But I think one of Rabbi Chana's kasha is also that Rabbi Chana that the Avnei Meluim's kasha is shlugged up from Daf Gimel. So structurally, there would have been an approach to say that there is a way of just ignoring Daf Gimel. Daf Gimel is just some fleeting havamina in the Gemara. In other words, you'll say that the Gemara and Daf Gimel. Is that a real? It's only because they're like stuck in order to explain the brisa why you need Allah. But it's not that we really hold that way up MS. And therefore, it's not a real kasha from Daf Gimel. And that's why the Rajba and the Ram and the Avnei Meluim are not concerned from Daf Gimel. That would see a theoretically structure. To answer Rabbi Ochanan's kasha.
why wouldn't we be able to say it now that in his question he thought that it's more than just that there's more to Daf Gimel, and in his answer, he says that must be that the Gemara understood that.
It's in a sefer because if your question is predicated on Daf Gimel and you bring Daf Gimel in your question, then you have to explain how you're answering Daf Gimel. You can't just ignore your raya of your question. if you never held the top gimbal zaraya, because okay, it's just a havamina, keyacha hechroch, whatever. So then in the answer, you don't have to deal with it. But if you quote top gimbal in your question, then you have to quote it in your answer. So if you're telling me that the Rajba and the Chidushim brings Dav Gimel in the question, so that means that the Rajba assumed the Pashas is, there's not a fleeting Havamina, but it's a real Maskana. So then in his answer, he would have to deal with it. Right? That would be perfect. But okay, but let's see. I'm not really saying this yet, but just it is an interesting observation. That when the Rajba asks the Kasha, he's in the Tshuva, he doesn't quote anything from that Gimel.
Maybe that's just the Shoal, no?
Okay, but he just told me Svara that the Esei Shvitai Chalosa say. Okay, so now he says Tshuva. It also messes, it also is an interesting thing. Because, okay, I don't know. the Ramban. Okay, let's see what he says. Tshuva. Before I get off the tangent. Tshuva. Vadai the Fig Masha Amra Arag the Gemara. Time of the Rakiva departure. Chai Belave Chalita Yibam. Shem the chayve lavim, kechayve krisis nino. Did it say that chayve lavim and chayve krisis are the same? Because I'm reading behind you, pshuy perik arul. Kamasita number kivaniya farshuris adam chodes. I'm reading bara michlish reiner kiva number chayve lavim chayve krisis number. Okay, the chayve krisis lavim and chalitza v'yiba nino. Pogrami farish the sanhedrin perik tahal misis behedya. Time of Rabbi Kiva, Mishum the Chayv increases din. Okay, so the
why is it called Daf Chaf?
What? You don't see
on Daf Chaf at all.
You don't see on Daf Chaf that Rabbi Akiva holds what Rabbi Akiva holds on Daf Chaf.
Right, we don't know Rabbi Kiva, correct. Okay.
Oh, but now he's saying, so he's bringing basically Tavis's rights. But I didn't know he's saying, oh, but now he's saying it follows. This is the part that's hard to understand. The Kiva did it say, Chai ve'lavim, chai ve'krisis. Since he holds that chai ve'lavim, chai ve'krisis, chadina is a hun. So they should have the same din. Except for Ozi, if him does a shina, go either the yiba, or the chalitza. Shena, or the yiba, or the chalitza. So since we have that drasha, by chai ve'krisis, and chai ve'lavim is also chai ve'krisis, so they should have the same din. The my amit chai ve'krisis who then oyle lechalitza, or chai ve'lavim oyle lech. Give me a gemara, Loi. We done ainu time of mishum the chai ve'lavim toise b'kedushin kriya be'vi kolach lo the isha. The chai ve'krisis.
Give me a gemara. What gemara? Daf chaf. No.
Daf chaf. Yes.
Okay.
The chai ve'krisis lo kriya be'vi kolach lo the isha. Aber Akiva. So if one is not Oida, so the either can't be Oida, because they're the same. But today, Akor Chok Vesla Yivimto.
So the Kiva argues on that Gemara.
Like Abi Chalitza, like a Kedusa, the name of Chai Ve'lavim, the Chamir Chalitza, the Abi Chalitza, and then they turn it to Chamir, the Saka the Chalitza, Chai Ve'lavim the Tzgiri Salkan, and he done it the Chalkin of Binai Shem the Echa, Hakla Shaykh, the Hakla Shaykh, and the 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 Shaykh, okay, so that's his piece. So he seems to be saying, that really we have this drasha, which is this drasha that we have this drasha that wants to say that Chayve of even though it wants to say that there's chalitza without yibum, but according to Rabbi Akiva, it's not shayach to make a drasha. Because the day al korchin that's an yibim though. The haimina mafkis, because there's no way you can make that drasha. Because the gabe chalitza, there's no difference. Because they're both exactly the same. So the problem is, what do you mean they're both exactly the same? There's a tremendous difference. Here, essay is daicha, and here, essay is not daicha. So they're not daima at all. They're not right now. He says again. I mean, especially this line. And the first line, the first till we got to the end, he just says that once we have a drasha of kol sheino to even by chai increases, so it includes chai v'lavim too. I don't know if that's so terrible, but the end is where the biggest problem. He's calling that he says even Akiva the day al korcha klesa yivimto the high minayu mafkes the high minayu matres chalitza so agabe chalitza like a kilusa there's no kula the name of the chayve krisis the chamire no salkan the chalitza chayven the kile salkan what do you mean there's a tremendous svara. Svara is that when there's essay daicha, you have chalitza. And when essay is not daicha, you don't have chalitza. Okay, so what do you people say?
Can he be saying that there's no Zika and therefore it doesn't come up?
I don't know what I mean. I don't follow them. Sorry.
I'm saying if he says that it works the same as chayve krisis, so then there's no Zika. So it doesn't come. You never come along to asay de chalitza. There's no zika. So therefore, there's no yibum. There's no chalitza. There's no anything. There's no zika. It's not tasi bekedushin.
Okay, but I don't see that in his words. He doesn't say that since it's of tasi bekedushin, there can't be zika. He just says the words of his pieces is no svara lachadik.
Yeah, he says it has
a bit of could it be that the Rashba at that point is only addressing why there's no chalitza with Chai V'Lavin? Could it be the Rashba is at that point only addressing why there's no chalitza by Chai V'Lavin, and he's already taking for granted that he's established that their Lavin are like Chai V'Krisis insofar as being putter from Yibam, and now he's just trying to explain why they're also putter from chalitza. Like, his lashon, like he says that at the beginning, he spells out he's trying to say they're putter from chalitza and Yibam, and the way he says the line here, he does say that by Amrit, Chai V'Krisis Sud Ein Ola L'Chalitza, Chai V'Lavin Ola K'damina B'Gamara. It sounds like he's just dealing with Chalitza and trying to explain, like, fine, even if you grant that Chai V'Lavin are Patur Me'ivim from whatever Rabbi Kiva's drasha that makes the Mashva Lavin L'Chai V'Krisis, okay, fine, what about Chalitza? And therefore, so you don't have any, I say Do Chalitza is not relevant anymore at that point.
Let me think.
I didn't understand what
he's Aaron only addressing said. Chalitza, not Yibam.
That there's two halves to the Chuvisa Rajma. The first half is explaining why it's not out of the Yibam. Because since it's Chayve Kares, so yeah. It's the same as since it's in the Lokasi of Kedushin, so it's in the Drasha, it doesn't have Yibam. Because Chai V'Krisis don't have Yibam.
Yeah, well, what about the Esedot Chalosasa?
I don't know. But it's in that Drasha. Anamai, you say now that there's another Drasha that says that there's Chalitza without Yibam, but he says, but since even that second Drasha that says that there's no Yibam, second Drasha agrees there's no Yibam. So you can't come along and say, it's essay daicha because there's no yibum. There's no essay daicha. So it's it's Memele. He's right that there's a second app. I mean, just changing slightly what he said, but it's basically the same idea. He's saying that I was asking what is he talking about, that there's no difference. There's a tremendous difference, because here there's essay daiche, and here there's not essay daiche. So we're saying that, but if for essay daiche, if you want to make, they should give you yibum. So then Aaron is saying, so that already somehow he took care of it in the first half, which I don't know. Okay, we don't know how. Edamai, you want to say, okay, there's no yibum, but that's there be chalitza. But once there's no yibum, so then there's no, the gabi chalitza, there's no difference, because you can't say the difference is essay daiche, because essay daiche would only make a difference the gabi yibum, not the gabi chalitza. Essay daiche allows you to have yibum, because essay daiche says you have yibum, but once you say there's no yibum, only chalitza, so that you are not, you're not getting a mitzvah essay. There is no mitzvah essay. Poshib shot, or at least one possible shot, is when you say that there's chalitza, if Bimto says there's chalitza and no yibum, so that means that there is no essay. So you can't say the reason why there's chalitza because essay daiche, because even if Bimto says there's no essay. So there's obviously no essay daiche. So then what's the difference? Why should there be chalitza? So if you know, that's what Aaron is just saying, if we could somehow figure out the first step, how the, you know, he seems to break it up into two parts, before he gets to Yavimto and after he brings in Yavimto. If we could figure out the first step, how he concludes, you know, the first step is he says it's included in the drasha of Kol Shein Oda Yibum, and therefore there's no Yibum. Because you can't split between one Lotafsi Bo Kedushin and another. So that Charish Shver, because you could split, because this is Essay Daiche, this is not Essay Daiche. Okay. So we could somehow or another answer that Kasha. So Aaron is saying, then the fact that in the second half, he says, and don't come along Aus Yevimto, because there's no Svar Nechadik. Because that makes sense, because Yevimto, by definition, means there's no Mitzvah Yibum. So there's no Svar Nechadik, because they're both Lotafsi Bo Kedushin. In that regard, he sounds right, Aaron.
That if you how could, do we understand that compared to, let's say, Gabi, according to the Chachamim of Chavei Lavin Vasei?
Chavei Lavin Vasei are Tafsi Bo Kedushin. So in Chavei, in the Rabbanan, there's a tremendous room to split between Chavei Krisis and Chavei Lavin Vasei. One's Tafsi Bo Kedushin, and one's Lotafsi Bo Kedushin. But in the Rabbi Akiva, where they're both Lotafsi Bo Kedushin, so the only room to split is because one's Essay Daiche and one's not Essay Daiche. Because Essay Daiche Lavim and Essay not Daiche Krisis. But once the Pasuk says Yevimto, that there's no Yibum, so you obviously are not doing Essay Daiche. So then there's no Svara Lechadek between Chayve Lavim and Chayve Krisis. So to put Chayve Lavim into Yevimto, this is what Aaron's saying. I think he has a good point that to put Chayve Lavim into Yevimto, there's no point. Because once you put it into Yevimto, that means you're admitting there's no mitzvah essay. If there's no mitzvah essay, so then it's exactly like Chayve Krisis, because it's Lotafsi Bo Kedushin. What's the Svar Nechadik? So then why does one have chalitza and one doesn't? Okay, what's the
difference between saying there's no essay and there's no Zika?
I don't know if they're different. The Yevimto says that there's no essay. There's no mitzvah essay.
So that means there's no Zika.
Yevimto says there's no mitzvah yibum, because Yevimto says it's only chalitza, there's no yibum, right?
So there's a Zika, but just for chalitza.
Right. There's no yibum. So there's obviously no essay daichelos essay. So he's saying that the second half, once you got past the first half of the Rajba, it's okay. But the first half is fair. How does he go ahead and say that since it's Lotafsi Bo Kedushin, so it's included in in the drasha of Kol Sheina de Yibam, what do you mean? Since it's Esei Daichel Al Sesei, so it's Eide de Yibam. So it's not in the drasha of Kol Sheina de Yibam. Right?
In its Kedushim, he says the line about the Rabbi Akiva Goli Rachmana Bechai Bekrisis Plotovsku Kedushim Huadim Bechai Belavin.
What? I can't hear you.
In the Kedushim, the Rashba like says like the Ramban's line, the Rabbi Akiva Goli Rachmana Bechai Bekrisis Plotovsku Kedushim Huadim Bechai Belavin.
Yeah, but.
So whatever mystery drasha is behind that, Lachora, once you would explain this too, no?
But the question is he. Is he saying, just like the Ramban, that we don't know the source, but he doesn't
then he says, Rabbi Akiva, Heichan Hava Sphere, like, Lefichach Machshu Hachi Lehedya, the Harachti by Yosef Lakutin Shali, is the Abdul Shmaya. So.
One second. I don't know. Well, again, in the day, Okay, but when it sounds like he's saying better than the Rash Ramban. It sounds like, in other words, the Ramban is almost like a leap of faith. Or maybe you say the Rashba and the Chidushim says that. I don't know. The Ramban is like saying that the Gemara somehow or another knew that there's a machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbanan, even though there's no mikor, but the Gemara knew, or a group of Asikasha. How did the Gemara know? The Rashba, it sounds like that it's mukrach. He sounds like what he's saying in the beginning is like this: we have this drasha of Kol Sheino LeYibam Eino LeChalitza, and the Gemara says that the drasha is applying to Chai Bekrisis. That's what the Gemara says on Daf Kaf. Mistara, Chai Bekrisis. Tafsi Ba Kedushin. So what it sounds like he's saying, what the Rashba is saying, is that according to the Rabbanan, the Drasha is only by Chai Bekrisis because that's the only case that's called Tafsi Ba Kedushin. Maybe there is no drasha that says that Chai Ve'lavim is not Eide the Yibo. No such drasha. Once there's no such drasha, so we can say Misvara, Esei Daichel Al Sesei. And okay. Right. But by Akiva, the drasha is going by. In other words, the drasha is going on Chai Bekrisis, and it's also going on Chai Ve'lavim. It's also going on Chai Ve'lavim. So we have a kasha. How can it go on Chai Ve'lavim? Why don't the drasha is going on Chai Ve'lavim because you can't split between Chai Ve'lavim and Chai Bekrisis. Hagufa. So it's mukhra from the drasha that we don't say Esei Daichel Al Sesei in Rabbi Akiva. That's what it sounds like he's saying. So that's why it's not shvir from Daf Gimel. Because he's saying, his whole point is, right? I think that's what he's saying. Okay, I say that again. In other words, he's saying like this, that in Svara, we would say Esei Daichel Al Sesei. But according to Rabbi Akiva, it's Mukhrot from the Torah that we don't say Esei Daichel Al Sesei. Because the Gemara said, the Pasuk says, Kol Sheino LeYibam Eino LeChalitza, by Chai Vekrisis. And according to Rebbe Akiva, Chai Velavim and Chai Vekrisis is Hainu Hach. So if it's Hainu Hach, so then that means the Pasuk is saying that they both don't have Yibum.
You know it's Hainu Hach. Maybe it's Eidah Chalaisa.
No, but he seems to be saying, you know, in Claude Adrush, it sounds like he's saying is the Gemara and Daf Chav explained the Pasuk with Tafsi Kedushin and El Tafsi Kedushin. I don't know. That seems to be the Claude Adrush. Okay, I agree. I don't know the answer to that. Why? But that's how the Gemara and Daf Chav explained it. So once you learn the drasha that the pasuk of Kol Sheino the Yibum is by Lo Tafsi Bo Kedushin, then you're forced into saying that the drasha is speaking by the drasha is speaking by Chai V'Lavim. How can it be speaking by Chai V'Lavim? So you're forced to say that Zetman the Fun, that this Ptur stops us from saying the Ptur gets in first. There's a question, who gets in first? Does the Ptur Erba get in first to take away the mitzvah? So you don't say Esay Daichalos Esay, or the Din Esay Daichalos Esay gets in first and takes off the Ptur Erba. So since the drasha is going on chayve and essay and alavim, so you see from the drasha we don't say essay daichados essay. Masha einkein on daf gimel in the rabbanon, the gemara is saying if we wouldn't have had the pasuk of alav, we would have said. Misvara, we would have said, "Esay daichalos." Esay, you know, sheyesh bakaris. Okay, without any hechra, without any psukim, that's what we would say.
And according to Rabbanan, what is the pasuk teaching me?
The pasuk is teaching you that which pasuk.
Aleha and Daf Gimel, meaning once I have the pasuk, what is the pasuk telling me?
So the pasuk is teaching you either that, and we don't know, the pasuk could be teaching you that you don't say Esay Daicha, that even if normally Esay, it could be the pasuk's teaching you, even if normally Esay Daicha Dote Shesh Bakares, but once you're in Erba, you're Mafkia Zika, and there's no Yibum. The same as in Rabbi Akiva. Just in Rabbi Akiva, in other words, in Rabbi Akiva, what the Rashba seems to be saying, the starting point in Rabbi in Rabbi Akiva is that we assume that Chai Ve'Lavim and Chai Ve'Krisis are the same because they're both Lotafsi Bo'Kedushin. Since we assume they're the same, so the pasuk is talking about Chai Ve'Lavim. So we learn out from there that we don't say Esay Daichalos Esay. Well, you know, the Gupa.
If that's what he's saying, then why does he need extra Knech with Chalitza? It's Pasha, there's no Chalitza also.
No, then he says, but what about the Pasuk of Yavim, don't? You have a Befarish.
We say, Kol Sheni Yavim, you Chalitza.
But there's a Pasuk that says, Yeshecha Yavim Ha'achas, that Oida the Chalitza, Abishaino the Yibim. So he says, because that pasuk wouldn't make sense according to Rabbi Akiva. That's a valid point.
He doesn't hold that pasuk?
What?
He doesn't hold there's a case?
That he can't hold it that
pasuk. It's probably a seistam, though. Then Rabbi Akiva could put it on.
Yeah, but he didn't give that answer. I don't know why he doesn't give that answer.
Because it's not relevant to his point.
He knows that Chai Ve'Essay is also Lo Tafsi Bo Kedushin. But I'm saying, but on the basic...
Did you ever hear Rabbi Akiva hold that?
Yeah, there is such a day that Rabbi Akiva holds that even Chai Ve'Essay is Lo Tafsi Kedushin.
Okay, but... Why would the Rashba have to mention it's not relevant to his answer? He's just trying, all he needs to say is that Chai V'Lavim is no difference. So the Chai V'Lavim, whatever.
No, because he's bothered by why didn't the Gemara, how can you say Chai V'Lavim is Potter, either the Beferish or Potter give you Vimto? That there's some case that there's Chalitza. So he says, according to Rekiva, That makes the pasuk makes no sense. Okay, so that's okay. I think that the first half is a difficult half. The first half is, I mean, it's Sandy asked it. Okay, I'm just skipping his question. The first half is he says that once we have in Rabbi Akiva the pasuk of Kol Sheino Yiba Meino Chalitza by Chayve Krisis, you need to automatically apply that to Chayve Lavin. So the kasha is, why is that true? There's a svar in a chalik that Chayve Krisis is ain Esay Daichel Elsa say Chayve Lavin. The pashas is Esay Daichel. So
maybe the whole
they're not similar, right? That's the kasha. But I don't know the answer to that. I'm not really answering. I'm just saying if we could skip that question, then everything's okay.
Could it be that the whole thing starting from Vehat in those states is already is all about Chalitz at that point? That's already part two.
No, but how do you get? But what's the first? How do you get to part one?
What he said is that look, we see the Vimash Amar in the Gemara that Rabbi Akiva holds Chayvi Lavin or Pater because they're like Chayvi Krisus. And like we say, Beferish and all these Gemaras, and Hakam Beferish, fine. Then he says, but the no sin explained why could we
put the Gasha, why don't we say that they're not included in the Drasha
because Rabbi Akiva has a different Drasha.
What different Drasha? His Drasha.
The same mystery Drasha that he references in the Chedushim.
Okay, but I don't see him saying that.
But he says, because he says, that's what he says in the Chedushim also, is that Rabbi Akiva has some drasha that establishes that Chayvi Lavin are Chayvi Krisus, and therefore they're Pater, because they're lack Krisus Kedushim. So that's the point. Rabbi Akiva has a drasha that says Chayvi Krisus. That's already dealing with Chalitza. After I think Vadin Nosein is saying why, therefore you could also Vadin Nosein. That you'll also be part of a chalitza. Why? The kiva until they chayvi lavin chayvi kriis v'chadini islahon uksev also v'tiv v'jadera. That's already explaining why you're not going to have chalitza. I mean, he's not trying to say why there's no yibam at that point. He's already. Since one of them is going to have, by definition, at least one of them is going to have to be considered ina ola libam for the purposes of the drasha. So even if you want to make some kind of like fancy chaluk that's going to say that somehow, even though you don't have ibam, but maybe you're somehow, does that make sense?
Again, he's saying it is other in about the Rakim father, Chai Vilam and Chalitza, the ibam, he says nino. In other words, you're saying that he's skipping how we know that Chayvei Lavim are not Oded Yibam. You're just skipping that.
Or he's not. I say he says that Mishum to Chayvei Krisis is the answer. That's why. But he never says how we got to the Chayvei Krisis. But once you, if you grant that the Chayvei Lavim or Chayvei Krisis, okay, so then that explains why you're not going to be why there's no Asei Dochalos Asei to give you Yibam. Right. And that's the same.
Yeah, but it's very funny because like his whole kasha was that you should say Esei Daichel Elsa say. So it, like the way you're saying it is he's almost skipping his question. His question is that why don't we say Esei Daichel Elsa say? The answer is I'm not going to tell you. Rav Akiva has some mystery drasha. And now that we don't say Esei Daichel Elsa say, so it's good. And then he goes to the whole Arichas to discuss why there's no chalitza, right? In other words, let's just summarize, because I think I'm afraid I'm losing people. In other words, Rav Elchanan asks a kasha, Pashup Shah, the Rashba's answer doesn't make sense, because the Rashba's kasha was, say, essay daichalosa say. Since you should say, essay daichalosa say, so who cares that Chayve Lavim and Rabbi Kiva is Altafsi Bokadushin? If we say, essay daicha, so you have Yibam, and it's Eidah the Yibam. So how did the Rajba answer that Chayve Lavim is not Oida the Yibum? And two, if there is some Svara, so if one is logically, since it's Essay Daicha, it should be Oida the Yibum. And if you're going to tell me that, because that was his Kasha, and if you're going to come along and say that there's some Svara, like the Ramban said, that since you're not Tafsi about Kedushin, you can't be Oida the Yibum. So how do you explain the Gemara Daf Gimel that wanted to say in the Rabbanon that if Essay Daicha Losa say Sheesh Bakaris, even though it's Lotafsi Bar Kedushin, they wanted to say it's still Oida the Yibum? So you see, you're going to have a Lotafsi Bar Kedushin and still be Oida the Yibum if it's Daicha. So why don't we say the same exact thing in Rabbi Akiva? Right, that's the kasha. In other words, what's the difference? So the lashon of the Rajba is mashma, because you can't split in Rabbi Akiva between Chayve Lavim and Chayve Krisis. So the question is, why not? I did not say. Badin Naisen doesn't sound like he's going on Chalitza either. Badin Naisen means sounds like he's going on what he was saying before.
Badin Naisen, or it could be he's extending what he's saying before. No, like if I didn't know
saying usually means what I said before is mukra.
It can never be used to introduce
it has to have the same din.
Well, he did mention already at the beginning that it's Pater Rabbi Akiva, that it's Pater from Chalitza too. Okay. So he is, okay. It's not completely new.
But we start out with a drush. Okay, I don't know. I was trying to say, I do not think it's so terrible, is that what he's answering is that Daf Gimel is before the drush. Daf Gimel is obviously without the drushes. Because Daf Gimel is saying, if I didn't have any drusha, what would I say? And the Rashba is after the drushes. So he's saying that there is some kind of like a starting point, that when the pasuk says v'locha, that there's no yibum v'no chalitza, the assumption is that it's going on all chayve krisis, because all chayve krisis are not called v'locha.
Why does?
In other words, the all chayve krisis. Like you saw in the Gemara, the Gemara even, right, the Gemara Daf Chaf wanted to even say, even if Essay Deiche is not called the Lakha, right? Right, the Gemara Daf Chaf. They're not the Lakha. So the Lakha, though, it says.
I mean, Rashi's Pshat Ba'alma? The Pshat Rashi Ba'alma?
Yeah.
Okay, that's not the way Tysus learns the Gemara Parshat Shabbat.
But in other words, that the once something is Altafsi about Kedushin, it's not in the Lakha. So there's a drasha. So what do you want? It's a drasha. There's a drasha. There's no yibum. There's no yibum. There's a drasha. In other words, in on Daf Gimel, there's no drasha. So that there's no drasha. So then you're working misvara. So misvara, you say say. But on Daf Chaf, we have a drasha, and the drasha is mashma all chayve all lo tafsi lo kedushin is not called the lakha.
So is that after aleha and ulakacha? That sounds like just two. There's like how many different points are there, right? There's Daf Gimel Amud Beis without aleha, and then aleha teaches you this already, and then you need ulakacha also. Like how many different steps are there that are teaching us different things?
I don't know. 1 second, Daf Gimel is teaching you. I lost the cheshbon. Daf Gimel.
No, it sounded like Rabbi was saying that on Daf Gimel, it's taka true that the asay would get in first, and in that world, taka taisis kash is right that asay should be doicha alav or laisishish bekaris in that step, but that's only before aleha, right? But then kamashmalan aleha somehow teaches us that the erva gets in first, but how does that tie into what the Raj was saying in ulakacha, if it's already by aleha?
Okay, I'm just confused. We don't know what the drasha of aleha is coming for, and what the drasha of kol sheino leibam eino lechalitza. So what do you need aleha for altogether? If you have kol sheino eino lechalitza, aleha is only for toward Sarah.
So at the end of the day, the Gemara says aleha. The Gemara says that erev agufa latzicha kra, right? But
yeah,
it's at the end of the day. So what is the Torah source that's teaching us, according to what Rebbe's saying, not to say that the Aseh gets in? We would have said the Aseh gets in and knocks out the Erva, and Kamash Malan somewhere that once the Torah gives it, then Erva, then that speaks first, and that's why Kuntz of Yakiva by Chaimelan.
The pasuk says there's this pasuk on Daf Kaf. The pasuk says, but also Yivim Tashar. I'm sorry. The pasuk says, "Lo Yakvos Eish Lo Kachas Chachaves Miyabim Kol Eide the Yibam Eino Ode Chalitz Kol Sheino the Yibam Eino Ode Chalitz." And the Gemara says, "Umay Rois Nistara Chayve Lavin Tadlak Dushim Chayve Grizel Tavsiva Kedushim." So the Gemara says that this pasuk of Kol Sheino the Yibam Eino Ode Chalitza is speaking by Chayve Krisis. So since it's speaking by the Tavsiva Kedushim. So since Chayve Lavin is the case of the Tavsiva Kedushim, so it has to be speaking by Chayve Lavin too. So that means it's telling you that Chayve Lavim is Eino Ode Yibam Eino Ode Chalitza.
How do you know that it's talking about Chayve Lavim where there's a Seid Doicha?
Because all Chayve Lavim are a Seid Doicha. There is no other case.
Right. So how do we know by Chayve Lavim that according to Rabbi Akiva is Typhus, is not Typhus Kedushin that we're talking about that also where we have a Seid Doicha?
It sounds like he's saying is that the Gemara on Daf Chaf is saying this pasuk is mistavra chayve krisis that al tafsi bakdushin. They're learning the pasuk is going by al tafsi bakdushin. The word maybe the word of kachas somehow means maybe al tafsi bakdushin. I don't know.
Right, but how do you Gufa know? But that Gufa is typhus once I say
what?
I'm saying Gufa, it is typhus once you say I say Doicha. Like I'm saying, even if the word. Okay, but that's Bechlau, the other way of learning the Gemara, which I mean, Rashi, that's the other. I mean, typhus is clearly on is not learning that way. And I don't know, Rebbe's committing the Rajma to.
I don't know. Okay, I hear. In other words, what I'm thinking is what it sounds like from the Rashba he's saying is that there's a drasha. So it sounds like the way he's saying it is there's this drasha. And this drasha is by Chai Vekrisis. And Chai Velavim is also Chai Vekrisis. So that by definition, if the drasha is by Chai Vekrisis, I'm sorry, I take it back. The drasha is by Lotafsi Bokadushin. And the drasha of Kol Shein Ola Yibam Ein Ola Chalitza is by Lotafsi Bokadushin. According to Rekiva, Chai Velavim and Chai Vekrisis are both Lotafsi Bokadushin. So the drasha, by definition, is seeking by both. So therefore, we learn from this drasha that you do not say, I say, because the drasha is speaking by both. So you're asking, but fakir, we should come in at first and say, I say, and then say that the drasha is not speaking by Chai Velavim. So okay, that's a good kasha I hear. And I'm trying to say that it's almost like what comes first. The first step is to assume, but it sounds like from the Rashba, is that your starting point is to assume that the drasha is speaking by Chai Velavim. Because Chai Velavim is Lotafsi Bokadushin, just like Chai Vekrisis. So rather than come in and say that Chai Velavim Esei Deichalosa say, we start up the other way. We start out that we have a drasha that says that there's no Yibum. So Zemin from the drasha, we don't do Esei Deichalosa say because of probably the Ramban Svara. But it's the Gufo, where does the Rashba get the Ramban Svara? He gets it Gufa from the drasha of this drasha of what's it called, the drasha of Lakachas. And that's what it sounds like.
Why can't he get it from Aleha?
What?
Why can't he get it from Aleha?
No, he gets it from it sounds like from him. That he's getting it from Lakachas, the way the Ramban is, the Rashba is Mashma. Lakachas tells us.
But he gives his answer before he starts with Din Nisan, and he already completes his answer. Well, Din Nisan means it makes sense what I'm saying. He right, has to and something and before that. Sense,
and he quotes it from Lakachas.
Yeah, but so, he's saying, well, didn't it make sense from Lakachas? That means he's already after his Teretz.
I don't know. I don't think that's what I did. Not saying this is where the Hezber is. I don't think it's as a.
Why is Rabbi more proof? That's the proof that what he worked out makes sense. That it was already Megala and Daf Gimel. That to that extent of the law.
I know. Okay, listen. We beg to differ sometimes. The question is, I guess, two answers. I think Adin Nisan. Now he's explaining the answer.
Gives Adin Nisan, and then he gives you a Shalmi afterwards. It also says it's Mafkia already. He doesn't even bring that. That's even the last the bottom line of Ruchanan on the bottom over there says the same thing in the last line there.
Okay, but you're not going to convince me. I'm sorry. I think that he's...
Why is Rabbi more comfortable now than we were yesterday? Yesterday, we left off, right, Gufa, this point, that we felt very, it's schwer, that there is a big difference why Chai Velavim should fit into the pasuk of Yevim Toiv, because of Asei Dachalos. So what are we saying today where Rabbi is still grappling with that, but is a lot happier?
It sounds like from him... Sometimes I'm using the word starting point. Starting point is a very, it sometimes, like it depends who gets in first. So the it sounds like what he's saying is the natural reading of the pasuk of Lakachas is that it includes Chai Velavim and Rabbi Akiva. That's the starting point. When you read the pasuk, the pasuk says Lakachas, Kol Sheino LeYibam Eino LeChalitza. And the Pasuk says, and the Pasuk is speaking by Lotafsi Bokadushin. So the automatic assumption is that it's speaking by Chai Velavim. So then rather than say, oh, what about it? So then Gufa the Pasuk, this Pasuk will tell you, you don't say, I say Daichalosa say, because Adrava, the Pasuk says you're Potter. So before It's like it comes in first. The automatic reading is that it's Potter. Hi, how can it be Potter? Essay Daichalos, I say, must be the Ramban Sara. Then Essay Daichalos, I doesn't help you because it's Mafkia Zika. But it's based on the Pasik. There's a natural, what the Ramban sounds like he's saying is the gut reading of the Pasik. Since Chayve Lavim and Chayve Krisis go together, there's some kind of svar in Rabbi Akiva that the Pashtus is that Chayve Lavim go together. So when you read the Pasik, you naturally assume that the Pasik's including Chayve Lavim. So then Gupa, you turn around and you learn Pshat in the Pasik that the Pasik's being Megada, the Rashbas, the Ramban Svara. So if you didn't have the Ramban Svara, so maybe that would tell you you obviously got wrong Pshat in the Pasik. But there is a Ramban Svara. The Ramban has a Svara that Esei Deichalosa say won't help you. The only thing is that the Ramban is saying, and he sees it from Daf Gimel, that it's not the Svara Pshuta. We wouldn't say, without any Raya, we don't say that Svara. Or Raya, in the Rabbanan, we don't say that Svara. So you need a Mekor, you need a starting point, you need a Raya to this Svara. So what the Rashba sounds like he's saying is since the natural flow in Rabbi Akiva is that Chayve Lavim is Chayve Krisis, so the automatic, the first reaction, so to speak, the first, when you read the Pasuk, you assume the Pasuk of Lakachas is talking about Chayve Lavim. And then I say, how could that be? I essay Deichalos, I say. So why? We got an answer. We have the Rashba Svara. So in other words, since this is the thing, it's a starting point. There's such a thing if when you if the starting point is that that's Pshat in the Pasuk, so then rather than shlug up the Pshat in the Pasuk because of Essay Deichalos, I say, we say that no, that's the right Pshat in the Pasuk, and the Pasuk is Megada, the Rashba Svara, that we don't say Essay Deichalos, I say.
No, what's the difference between the chorus so and Deichalos?
What?
What's the difference between the chorus in just a love, it views a different isur.
There's no that the chorus
just a punishment
is a more chomer than a love. But according to Rabbi Akiva, there's no difference as far as Lotavsi about Kedushin. So with the Pasuk, I'm sorry, I just have to sneeze. I can't breathe. One second. So when the Pasuk says, it sounds like that's how, I don't know, it sounds like that's what it sounds to me like the reading of the other. You know, when the Pasuk says, this Pasuk, he says, the Kivin that he do, Chai Ve'lavim, Chai Ve'krizes, Chai Dinesu, V'ksiba Osa Yevimto, V'ktarshine Kohoda Yibam Oda Chalitza. So the natural reading of the Pasuk is that they're both not called the Laka. So the Pasuk is going on both.
So basically there's no reason to think about either one that it should be in this extra Pasuk of Yevimto that would allow for Chalitza.
Right, but that's the next step.
What's he saying with the Yevimto?
But we're getting to before that step. We're saying what he's saying is like this. You in the Gemara Daf Gimel is saying that in the Rabbanan, where we have no Pasuk. We're talking about the Torah didn't write Aleha. I don't know what happened. And then now we have no Pasuk. And I don't know what happened with the Kachas. I don't know on Daf Gimel. But they're Parshat Pshat, they're working without any Pasuk. They say, why do I need Aleha for... I should know that it's not Oyele Yibo Nisvara because Ain't a Koshin Oda Yibo made Oda Chalitza. No, I'm sorry, because Ain't Essay Dechel also say Sheyesh, because of because ain't as a docha those shesh bakaris. So the Gemara says, no, if it'll be a, if it's only a if the din is as a docha those shesh bakaris, so you don't know it. Though if you're working just purely misvara without any psukim, so you assume if essay is daika, so there's yibum. That makes sense. If the din is, so the Gemara on Daf Gimel makes perfect sense. The Gemara on Daf Gimel is saying that if we assume we have no pasik, we're talking about why did the Torah have to write a pasik? We should know misvara there's no yibum because ain't essay daika not shesh bakaris. There it is, without any pasik, I would have thought, essay daicha loza se shesh bakaris. No, if it's daicha, it's a yav yibam. I is an altafsi bakadushan, so what? Whoever said that altafsi bakadushan does anything? So we never heard of that. There's no mikor to teach you that. So the without any pasik that teaches you that altafsi bakadushan does anything, so the starting point is that whether or not there's yibam depends whether essay daicha lo daicha. So that's what the Gemara says on Daf Gimel. But the Ramban is after we have the Pasuk of Daf Chav, which teaches us a
Chiddush.
The Rashba. We're going on after Daf Chav, that we have a Pasuk that says that when there's low, with the Lakachas, which is Mistabra, because it's Latafsi Bo Kedushin. So the Pasuk is teaching you that when it's low Tafsi Bo Kedushin, there's no Yibum. So that pasuk naturally includes chayv el avim. Aye, how could it be? Not impossible. How could it be? Because you know, say essay daicha, because you have the Ramban svara. But it's just saying that the automatic hesber in the pasuk is teaching you chayv el avim also. So you include chayv el avim. It doesn't sound so difficult. There's the Rashba is after you have the Pasuk. And the Pasuk says, is the criteria of the Pasuk is Lotasi Bo Kedushin. And the Gabi Lotasi Bo Kedushin, there is no difference. So the automatic, like your gut reaction, your gut feeling is that the Pasuk includes Chai Velavim. So that's where it gets starting point. And then Guba, rather than change your gut reaction, and say, no, the Pasuk couldn't be talking about Chai Velavim. We say that, the Pasuk is teaching you that we don't say that Essay Dechelose doesn't help you because of the Ramban Svara.
What was that Svara? What was the
Svara? Ramban Svara was that Zika is like a Kedushin. And if it's a low topsy but Kedushin, you can't have the Zika.
Okay.
That is a Svara. But apparently, you need. The Ramban is saying you need a mekor for it. He didn't say that was Ramban's kasha. You need a mekor. We didn't say that svara in the Rabbanan on Daf Gimel because we have no mekor. So where do they have a mekor from in Rabbi Akiva? Aaron says in Rabbi Akiva we have a mekor because we're discussing after the pasuk of Lakachas, and Poshib shot in the pasuk of Lakachas. Is Chai Vekwizis and Chai Velavim are included in Lakachas because they're both Altafsi Bo Kedushin. So that's the Pashit reading of Lakachas. I don't know. I think that's the best I could do. And then what Aaron said, I think is right. That as far as Chavitza, that you're right. That once you get rid of Yevimta, Yibum, so of course, Chavitza, there's no Essay Daichalosa saying.
You shouldn't need that. You shouldn't need that. If that's what he's saying, you shouldn't need that. Knock it out. It's a lakachas. It's the same lakachas that knocks out Krisus, knocks out Chai Velavim. So, of course, it knocks out Chalitza too.
No, but there's a pasuk that's Marga
Chalitza.
What are you going to do with the pasuk that's Marga Chalitza? His problem is we have a pasuk.
Why would I think that would apply here?
What?
If it knocks it out on the same pasuk of lakachas, why would I think that applies it here?
There's a pasuk. You have to deal with the pasuk. So, the pasuk. That says it's chalitza, and guba, especially the way I'm saying it. So the pasuk of chalitza should tell me that the Ramban svara is wrong, and say that we go back to the pashas and svara that whatever that if you do essay daicha, So there's
no Zika. We just established it. It's like the Ramban.
But we have a pasuk that says there is chalitza. So you have to deal with it. We got to make that.
We have a pasuk that tells us there's a case where there is chalitza, even though there's no yibo. So what's the thing that talking about this case?
Based on that pasuk, megan ukimda, that the first pasuk was only by chayve krisis and not chayve lavin. But he's saying that you can't. He's saying and that there. I think what Aaron said is very good. There's no way you could do that because that's totally illogical. Because there's no split between Chayve Krisis and Chayve Lavin, the Gavi Chalitza. Right? That Aaron says very nicely. Once you get rid of Mitzvah's Yibum, there's no possibility to split between Yibum and between Chayve Lavin. In other words, there's a sort of split between Chayve Lavin and Chayve Krisis, the Gavi Yibum, because you can say Esay Dei Chalosa say. But there's no spider split between the guy bakery. Okay, I'm gonna have to run. I'm sorry. Okay, I don't know. I don't know if this made sense or not. Sandy, does this make any sense? Maybe. Okay. All right.
Thank you. Okay.
I'm here.
We're a lot better off than 24 of course, hours ago.
What?
We're a lot better off than 24 hours ago.
Okay. Good night.
Good night, everything.